Yael, I was reading this mystery novel last night, and in it this guy goes missing, and then, lo and behold, a week later they find his body floating in a nearby lake. I don't get it. I have a hard enough time staying afloat for 10 minutes, and I'm alive. It's a mystery how corpses do it.
Well, let's see if we can figure this mystery out. The first clue is that the density of the human body is similar to the density of water. And what keeps us floating, other than the dog paddle, is the air in our lungs.
Okay, so you'd think a corpse would sink as the air in its lungs is replaced by water.
Well, they do, at least initially. But when any organism dies, it goes through putrefaction, the series of chemical, physical, and biological changes that end up returning the body to the food chain. That's your second clue.
I still don't get it.
Okay, so here's your third clue. When a body dies, the bacteria that normally live in the digestive system continue to feed on the proteins and sugar in the body's soft tissues and to excrete gases, including carbon dioxide, ammonia, hydrogen, and methane.
I give up. What does that have to do with floating?
Well, these gases accumulate in the body's cavities and, if it's submerged in water, eventually cause it to start rising.
Gross. So why do villains always drown their victims?
Well, decomposition happens more slowly in water and even more slowly in cold water.
So the mystery's solved.
Took you long enough. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Tony Neff in the Medical Sciences program. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.